Conversation now with Dr. Lindsay Sewell, Dr. Brandon Miner at High Valley Dermatology, and they're making plans to come into the Star Valley area, the Alpine Clinic with Star Valley Health. Tell us about, first of all, yourselves individually, and then we'll talk about your plans for Wyoming. Who do we start with? Dr. Miner, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'm a Southeast Idaho boy, but I practiced in Wyoming for a couple of years, actually, before I joined Dr. Sewell, and I used to actually go to Star Valley down in Afton. For a couple of years every Monday. So getting back to Wyoming, and that's where I met my wife in Star Valley too. So getting back there is a return home for me.
Dr. Miner, you're going to be taking care of the clinic in Alpine, the Star Valley Health Clinic. Tell us how it'll all tie in with Star Valley Health. Tell us about your plans. Tell us about when you'll be arriving. Then we're going to tie that in with Dr. Sewell here in just a second.
Sure. The first day that we'll be there is June 24th. It's a Wednesday. Going forward after that will be most likely Fridays that we're there. We're renting the facility from Star Valley Health, the Star Valley Urgent Care there in Alpine. And we'll be seeing patients full days, some limited surgical appointments initially, and then eventually down the road we anticipate being able to offer more full service dermatology there.
So the kind of the basics to start with, but expanding as time goes.
Correct.
So tell us about what you see physically there, what you anticipate as far as that startup, as far as the basics go, and then what they bring to you with their health concerns and what you'll eventually expand to.
A lot of it initially will be some of our patients that we already see who coming to see us in Idaho Falls is inconvenient. We found it's a little more convenient for us to travel there to see 25-30 patients than for 25-30 people to come to Idaho Falls. But also expanding some of my previous patients that haven't made that trip over will still be able. But initially, it'll be full skin exams, skin cancer checks, rashes, acne, things like that.
Well, Dr. Sewell, where do you tie in with this? You're going to take care of the home base back here in Idaho Falls. And how do you all tie in? But before you do that, tell us about yourself.
I joined Dr. James Willis in 2008 at High Valley Dermatology, and then he moved away, and it was just at the right time because Dr. Miner was looking to come to Idaho Falls, and the transition has been great, seamless, and we've enjoyed working together now for 7 years or so. So it's gone fast, but it's been a great ride.
All came together.
It did.
And Dr. Miner, what haven't we asked you as you're going to kind of get things up and running in country that you're already familiar with?
Yeah, I love Star Valley, Wyoming. I spent a lot of my summers and every Thanksgiving, my whole growing up life in Star Valley, in Thane, where my grandparents had a place. And it's an exciting prospect for me to be back there. I'm excited to reconnect with some patients that I haven't seen in some time and excited just to offer more convenience for our existing patients and new patients.
Well, gentlemen, we welcome you both to Star Valley, and you open up opportunities for us in Star Valley as well as you bring your practice there. Thank you for joining us today.
We appreciate your time. Thanks,
Dan.
Dr. Lindsay Sewell, Dr. Brandon Miner, High Valley Dermatology.